Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the director for the presentation. I think that as we highlighted before, the group is very appreciative of the work that you have been doing, and well, you highlighted many of the different areas that you work on. We definitely take note of, well, the online training and the online tools that you have mentioned, and we encourage to continue with this practice, of course, with the limitations that you mentioned, whenever possible, to actually allow more participation. I mean, you highlighted the very high participation of PORT during COVID-19, and I think it's proof that this kind of virtual access also allows more participants and more beneficiaries to get the knowledge that they need. We also recognize and maybe also incentivize the regional approach to the e-commerce strategies. I think it's a good way forward, looking at the requests still pending at the national level. Maybe a regional approach could be a first step in the right direction. And then we also took note of the link between the Commission and actually technical assistance. We agree, we did see that there are some initiatives coming out of the Commission, and we hope that more and more beneficiaries can participate on those. Then I also did take note of this you managed to find through RCO some funding. We had that conversation with Raul, and I think that more and more of these partnerships should continue. Finally, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about these the pending requests, and of course it is not only a problem from your division, but it's a recurrent problem. We now have a database that allows us to see which are the pending requests, etc. We are now going to work on a technical assistance strategy, and I just wanted to ask you if you have any comments or any suggestions regarding the fundraising part, anything that you can give us, at least in your experience, on what could actually help to reduce the number of let's say of unanswered requests. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.